Bill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings and Building Enclosure. And thank you for listening, whether you're watching on video or listening on our podcast show. I'm honored to be here today for our Legal Insights video with Trent Cotney, the CEO of Cotney Attorneys and Consultants. Trent, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jill. It's always great being here.
Well, one thing I wanted to make sure we talk about that's exciting that's coming up. I mean, legal issues are always a big deal, right? So LegalCon, NRCA is putting on a really cool event. It's virtual. It's coming up on March 10th. Can you tell us what's going on and why should people sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had a lot of success, you know, NRCA has with doing virtual legal webinars. And we found that what it does, it gives people an opportunity that maybe can't travel, or maybe they want more than just one person in the room that can invite, you know, their crew or other people that might be interested in the topics to kind of listen to it. So we're doing it. It's a one-day event. It's on March 10th. There's going to be four webinars. I'm going to do one on the latest with OSHA. There's a lot of new changes that are coming up, everything from heat injury and illness to new forklift requirements, that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about all that, latest defense tactics. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, the latest with materials and how to navigate that contractually. We've got Philip Siegel, always does a great job. He's going to talk about employment issues. And of course, Mark Graham is going to talk about the latest with technical related legal issues. So it's a full lineup. It's great. You can knock it out in one day and really encourage everybody to get there. NRCA always does a great job, very professional. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of great information. So also tell me, let's talk about the truckers for a minute. I mean, clearly the roofing industry, construction in general, already has some supply chain issues, but what about the truckers, you know, here in the United States? Is that causing an issue for the roofing industry and also construction in general, I guess, not just roofing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard not to turn on the news and see what's going on in Canada with, you know, the truckers protesting in Ottawa and elsewhere. And the protests are primarily based on, you know, COVID-19 restrictions and requirements, but it's brought up a lot of different issues from a labor standpoint, you know, and there's a lot of protest and shows of signs of support here in the States as well. You know, we were talking before this that it looks like Montana has got, you know, some protests and blockades that are based similar on what you see in Canada. So anytime that you've got those kinds of things, obviously, you know, it concerns me a little bit because we need truckers actively hauling stuff and their conditions are rough. I get it. I 100% believe that there should be some relief there. But I do worry about supply chain. You know, we've got to continue to try to work through this demand and steady the flow of materials, especially fasteners and, you know, insulation, the things that are most critical so that we don't have year plus delay times. You know, I'd like for the backlog that a lot of contractors have to get just a little bit less than what it is right now so that we start working through some of this demand problem. But yeah, it's definitely something to watch. I think, you know, as these protests continue, you could really see sort of a domino effect where you really start seeing more of an impact on the States.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, there's always, you know, like you said, we really need our truckers to make sure they're trucking. So what else is making your phone ring since IRE?
Yeah, you know, there's just been a lot of crazy things that have happened this first part of the year. You know, OSHA's, there's been a big uptick. We've had a series of both fatalities and employment related issues. Mergers and acquisitions still very hot. You know, a lot of buying and selling businesses, you know, money is still relatively cheap. I expect that trend to continue for at least the next couple of quarters. And, you know, having to adapt and navigate contractually the materials issue. It is a living, breathing issue. And every time we find a provision that works, somebody finds a provision against us. So we got to keep fighting and, you know, protecting those contractors.
Sounds great, Trent. Well, thank you always for your insight. If anybody has any questions for Trent, it's cotneycl.com. And if you have any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for our free e-newsletters, our free it's free to register for our website. And it's always free to register to receive our e-magazine, which has a really cool new platform that's awesome. So, but most importantly, please stay safe and healthy. We'll talk to you next time.